From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush delivers his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress tonight. Last year, the president used the speech to lay out the case for war against Iraq. Tonight, he'll talk of the need to succeed in reconstructing that country and its system of government. But in this election year, the president will spend most of his time on domestic issues. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president's aides say this will be an optimistic speech. It will highlight the progress made in Iraq, the end of an oppressive regime, the capture of Saddam Hussein, and a country on the path toward democracy. Here's a preview the president himself put forth in his weekend radio address.
Iraqis are assuming greater responsibility for their own security and future government. American troops in that country are performing their duty with skill and courage, and we're proud of them all.
Don't expect to hear anything tonight about the failure to find any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The president will stress the need to continue the work of reconstruction and to persist in the fight against terrorism around the world. He'll cite progress there as well, but will also talk about the very real threats that remain. On the economy, he'll boast that the tax cuts he has pushed through Congress in 2001 and 2003 are working. Again, this is from the radio address.
The results are clear. Our economy grew at its fastest pace in two decades in the third quarter of 2003. Manufacturers are seeing a rebound in new orders and factory activity, and more than 250,000 new jobs have been created since August.
Look for the president to visit a variety of topics, from making the tax cuts permanent to Social Security reform. He has long wanted to let people divert some of what they contribute to Social Security into private investment accounts. He'll talk about an administration plan to promote the institution of marriage, which he may make a point of saying should only be between a man and a woman, a nod to some social conservatives who want him to support a constitutional amendment to that effect. He'll highlight Medicare reforms passed last year. Democrats, meanwhile, in anticipation of the speech, are offering their own take on the State of the Union with Mr. Bush in the White House.
After 3 years of reckless Republican rule, the record is clear.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Mr. President, American families are hurting, but you are not helping. In fact, you are making it harder for American families to prosper. Yours is a government of the few, for the few, by the few.
Democrats continue to criticize the president's tax cuts as being primarily for the wealthiest Americans, adding that job creation remains sluggish and that the economy has shown a net loss of more than 2 million jobs since Mr. Bush took office, while the federal budget deficit has soared. On national security, Democratic leaders say the president exaggerated the case for war against Iraq, which they say diverted resources from the war on terror. The White House insists that this is not a political speech, but it does come one day after the Iowa caucuses, the Democrats' first step toward picking a nominee. Presidential scholar Jeffrey Cohen at Fordham University says the surprising results from Iowa do create a bit of a challenge for the president as he takes to the podium in the House chamber.
One of the implications of Kerry and Edwards doing so well unexpectedly last night is that they may actually overshadow the president's speech. So I think he's got to come up with something to push them off the headlines tomorrow.
Cohen says the president's primary goal tonight is to appear to be above the political fray, to appear on TV as in charge and offering a plan for the country while the Democrats slug it out. But the speech will also set the tone and lay out the themes of the president's re-election bid. Tomorrow, Mr. Bush will take that message on the road in a two-day campaign-style trip to Ohio, Arizona, and New Mexico. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.